This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We, on this show, I'm sure you've heard them before, do commercials that are called endorsements every once in a while, where we are given a product or a service or a company that we truly believe is a great product, service, or company, and we're like, hey, it's Gavin from The Wake Up Call, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and we're here to talk to you about official pest prevention, or we're here to talk to you about this, that, or the other thing. Well, they approach us. Our boss is kind of like the filter for that. And they approach us, and then he kind of asks people, are you interested in this?
Yeah, is this something you feel confident in putting your name on?
And our boss presented an endorsement opportunity for Kevin yesterday that has really offended him. And he's confused by it. And you want to tell everybody what it's for?
Yeah, it's for something called Do You Have Enough Tea? AKA Do You Have Enough Testosterone? And he sent me this email, was like, are you interested?
Was like it just to you?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like saying if I need testosterone or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
When you say it that way, it does make me think yes.
What do you mean? I have enough tea. Right?
I want to know why you think you have enough testosterone.
Because I'm manly.
Really?
Testosterone just gives you more, like, I guess more oomph.
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe a deeper voice. I don't know. I could make my voice deep.
You can make it deep, but right. It is not naturally
right.
deep.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Right.
Here's some of the indications to me, uh-huh. as not a doctor, that perhaps your T might be a little low. And there's nothing wrong with that. I know men that are very masculine men, very sexy men, that have to do like a little cream of testosterone on their wrist every morning.
It's a cream that you apply on?
Sometimes. Number one, perhaps some might say you have an effeminate voice.
I don't. That's because of the soy milk. And we've been over this.
Right. Okay. You think that you sound effeminate because your mom gave you soy milk as a child instead of cow's milk.
Mm-hmm.
Body hair.
I have plenty.
You don't have any.
I have armpit hair now.
Now. Here are some other signs of low testosterone. If you're just joining us, our boss thinks that Kevin could benefit from an endorsement opportunity on the radio where he's endorsing a company that gives you higher testosterone. Another one, fatigue.
Oh, I am tired all the time.
Now, that could be because he doesn't use a sleep apnea machine, but we have heard occasionally he has to pull over at Arden Fair Mall on his way home and take a little nappy nap.
Yeah.
Irritability.
Okay. Well, I feel like if I have more testosterone, I would be more irritable.
Depression.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, this is not looking good.
Oh, no, Kevin.
Muscle weakness.
I was going to talk about the muscle.
I'm strong.
Yeah?
Yeah. I could lift a bar and then some.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to get a little uncomfortable for a second, Kevin,
okay?
Okay.
Decreased libido.
What's that?
The fact that you don't even know.
I have a lot of libidos.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What, are you collecting them?
I don't know. I think, is that how flexible you are?
No.
Because I'm very flexible.
Well, no, but that might be something that we're going to get to in a bit.
It's your sex drive.
Oh, I have plenty.
Do you?
I get boners like every minute.
Oh my God, Kevin.
I have to tell you, not the first time he has said on this show that he becomes erect often.
That means high testosterone.
Well, high testosterone.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because another sign is erectile dysfunction.
Yeah,
so,
don't have
okay,
that.
So we know it's not that.
You have erectile function, is
yeah,
what you're
right.
saying.
Functional.
Okay. All right. Talk about go back to flexibility for a second. Bone loss.
No, he just said he gets boners.
Yeah.
We should stop saying that.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if we're allowed to say that.
Not either. I'm just going with it.
So you don't have maybe osteoporosis or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. So he's just going, our boss just is going off of vibes.
Well, his vibe readings are wrong.
All right.
What, and how do you know that you have high testosterone? Or just average?
I know what's in my body.
You didn't know what it was. I mean,
you're still fuzzy on your diabetes.
No, I know I have diabetes.
You just don't treat it.
Yeah.
And we think he's going to treat his tea?
That's a great point.
What if he got his levels tested and they were higher than yours?
Oh, that would be awkward.
I would think that something is wrong.
With who?
With the test or you?
The test. I mean, just based off of body hair alone.
I mean, that's true.
But I don't want to be labeled as the tea guy.
Well, what's wrong with that? If there are people out there that are suffering from the same affliction,
right?
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
True. Well,
I mean, you don't mind being the untreated diabetes guy.
I'm so mad at you.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Jackpot is now up to $320 in the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? And we are going to be playing with Nicole from Marysville. Good morning, Nicole.
Woohoo, good morning.
Woohoo, indeed. Good morning. All right, you heard what the jackpot is, $320. That ain't chump change. And the whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants, 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Go grab yourself a delicious lunch or dinner today. Katie's leaving the studio.
Bye-bye.
I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how she does versus how you do. And are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Man, there's a weird, like, sci-fi sound in the background.
I know. I need a new motor, like a motor mount. My car kind of rattles.
How about that? All right, here we go. Question one. The U.S. men's basketball Olympic team was losing to Serbia yesterday by almost 20 points at one point, but they had a huge comeback, mostly thanks to Steph Curry. They now play France in the gold medal game tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Who is not on the U.S. men's basketball Olympic team? LeBron James, Kevin Durant, or Jimmy Butler?
I'm going to say Kevin Durant.
Question two. Donald Trump gave a press conference yesterday. It was his usual talking points, including how no one has had crowds like him, and even compared January 6th to Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, saying that he had more people. But We did get some news out of it, and that is that he has agreed to a debate with Kamala Harris on ABC on September 10th. What year was the I Have a Dream speech? Was it 1965, 1966, or 1968?
Oh, gosh. 68.
Question three, Taylor Swift canceled all three of her concerts in Vienna after it was discovered that there were plans for a terrorist attack at one of those shows. Fans still gathered at the arena, however, not to vent their frustration, but to sing Taylor's songs in unity. Well, the videos of that are pretty cool. What country is Vienna in?
Sausage. I have no idea.
All right, the country of sausage.
No, I'm joking. Vienna.
3 seconds. Three.
Oh God.
Two.
No, I have no idea.
One,
no idea.
Question four. Cardi B posted that she had a very scary moment in her pregnancy when she feared that she almost lost the baby. She was walking down the stairs and fell, which tore a ligament in her pelvis, but she and the baby are fine. True or false? The pelvis is one big bone.
I'm going to say true.
Okay. And question five, the Las Vegas Sphere is one of the coolest concert venues in the world, but it is reducing the number of concerts that they have. Instead, they're altering the Sphere to show ultra immersive movie experiences like the upcoming Wizard of Oz because it is more profitable for the Sphere. If they spent $80 million on the changes to the Sphere and they make $4 million a month, how many months until they break even?
Oh, goodness gracious. You said so $80 million and then $4 million a month?
Yeah.
$4 million.
3 seconds.
20 two, months.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Nicole, where are we headed today?
We're going to work. We're going to work. Last time, I wouldn't tell you guys where I work, so you told me that I was a woman of the night, so we'll stick with that.
That doesn't sound like something I'd say. Probably Katie said that you're a woman of the night. That's funny.
It was Katie.
And yeah. You still don't want to tell us what you do for a living, right?
No, because if I lose, I'm going to get made fun of.
We wouldn't make fun of you.
No, but people at work, I know they listen.
Oh, people at work listen. All right, okay. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We should give her a new job, by the way, since last time we said she was the lady of the night.
Okay, we're going to say that she is the county treasurer.
Oh, wow. What a step up. Nicole, congratulations.
Making a big buck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To go from lady of the night to county treasurer.
Wow. I know.
Question one. The U.S. men's Olympic basketball team, they were losing to Serbia by almost 20 points at one point, but they had a huge comeback to win, mostly thanks to Steph Curry. They will now play France in the gold medal game tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Honestly, if we don't bring home the gold in men's basketball,
why?
We've got like the dream team compared to the rest of the world.
How do you know what the rest of the world has?
Right.
I don't know. Have you seen them just in stature compared to our guys? They're like a foot and a half taller, almost all of them, except for Steph Curry. But like, they're just...
It doesn't necessarily mean you're a better ball player.
I don't know. All right. Who is not on the U.S. men's basketball team?
Okay.
LeBron James, Kevin Durant, or Jimmy Butler?
I'm going to say Jimmy Butler because I don't know who that is. Okay.
That's correct. Plus, internationally, if you're that good, you've already come to America to play. We would know who you are.
There are Americans that go to other countries to play.
Because they're not good enough to make the pros.
True.
Well, Serbia almost beat them, so.
I know, it was crazy. Question two. Donald Trump gave a press conference yesterday, and it was his usual talking points, including how no one has crowds bigger than he does, and even compared January 6th to Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, saying, I had more.
He's referring to his speech on January 6th.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But we did get news out of it, and it was that he agreed to debate Kamala Harris on ABC on September 10th. That was news. What year was the I Have a Dream speech? Was it 1965, 66, or 68?
68.
Yeah. 1968. Question three, Taylor Swift canceled all three of her concerts in Vienna after it was discovered that there were very real plans for a terrorist attack at one of those shows. Very scary. Fans still gathered at the arena, not to vent their frustrations, but to sing Taylor's songs in unity.
Aww.
It's actually pretty cool. Swifties are wild. What country is Vienna in?
Italy.
Austria.
Austria?
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking of Venice?
Yes.
Question four. Cardi B posted that she had a very scary moment in her pregnancy where she feared that she almost lost her baby. She was walking down the stairs and she fell. And when she did, she tore a ligament in her pelvis.
Oh, my God.
But everybody's fine, though. True or false, the pelvis is one big bone?
No, it's two. It's false.
It's actually four.
Oh, it's four?
Mm-hmm.
Front, back, right, left?
That's how, yeah. North, west.
That's how women are able to, like, give birth. Their pelvis expands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Pelvis bones, like, move out?
You're the lady.
Thank you.
How'd you do it?
By the grace of God.
Question five. The Las Vegas Sphere is one of the coolest concert venues in the world, but they are reducing the number of concerts that they do there. Instead, they are altering it to show ultra-immersive movie experiences like the upcoming Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
And the reason why is because it is more profitable for the venue to do that. If they do a concert, the artist and the label like 95% of the money, whereas if they were to show ultra-immersive movies, they get like 90% of the profits. So it makes sense. If they spent $80 million on the changes to the Sphere and they make $4 million a month, how many months until they break even? Oh, boy. Yep.
4 million.
Is that your answer?
No.
Okay, 4 million.
12.
Oh. 20 months.
20.
20 months. All righty. Nicole, are you there?
I'm still here.
Final score. You got two. Katie got three. Katie wins. Katie wins.
Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa. Wow. That felt like a close one.
That felt like a close one. But listen, Nicole was a real Serbia on that one. But Katie's inner Steph Curry, big comeback. Big comeback. Nicole, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today,
but you got a big promotion, and we're really proud of you.
That's right. We are very proud of you, and we're adding $20 to the jackpot for when we come back on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day
mm-hmm.
to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on The Wake Up Call. This is a heavy one. I will warn you ahead of time. And possibly earmuff the kids. That's up to you. But we're talking to Tommy. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Not his real name, and this is not his real voice. This is involving something that you're doing to, quote unquote, save your marriage. But what that something is going to be shocking for people. Tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
Okay, sorry, it feels really weird saying
that's all
this.
Right.
I pay for prostitutes. I drive to Nevada, and I do that. But I don't feel like it's cheating. It's not that I want to do it. I'm not like, it's not this good time kind of thing. I mean, it's good. It's just to save my marriage. My wife and I, we don't have a sexual relationship. We have kids, and I'm happy. I'm really happy in the marriage with her, but that part of it isn't there, and I still need it.
So this is not an emotional thing whatsoever.
And is that the point? So that it can never get emotional?
Right.
Like, rather
exactly.
than sleeping
so I don't,
with
I don't,
like a rando, is the concern that if you we're sleeping with somebody that's just lives down the street or something, or is just somebody else like that you work with, that feelings could get involved, but they can't in this scenario.
Right.
You've exhausted all of the conversations with your wife about how you're sexually unhappy, I'm guessing, or have you not?
Oh, I definitely have. We've done therapy, and life immediately starts happening again. And it's no longer a priority. I can't fault her for that. She's a great mother, but she's still not putting in the work for this part of our relationship. And I don't want to ruin it just because it's difficult. I get it.
Now, what would happen if she were to find out?
I don't know how she would be able to understand it.
Have you asked her if you could be in like an open marriage?
She's against that.
I kind of get what he's saying, though.
No, I like, get what he's
and
saying.
And the open
but it
relationship
doesn't make
thing creates, there's a lot of emotions that can play into an
I
open
understand.
Relationship. It seems like, and I'm not, this isn't me endorsing this, but it seems like you have exhausted options and you're trying to look for the most practical way for you to stay in your marriage and still feel like you're living a full life.
But should he be staying in his marriage? Because it sounds like his marriage is much more of just a friendship.
But if everything else,
it's not a friendship. It's not a friendship. We love each other. I love her and I love my kids and I love when we're together.
But it sounds like she
it's
doesn't.
Just a need.
It sounds like
that's not true.
Physically.
Not physically. But
okay,
maybe she does.
That's a big deal.
If your partner is not
attracted to you physically and doesn't want you physically, then that's not a whole marriage.
But it's
that's for you. That's not. She might not have those intense feelings, but she still wants to be with me. I mean, she still, you know, she loves me in her way. It's just not as physical as other people. And
well, it sounds like it's not physical at all.
So what's better then? Like you upend your children's life for that reason?
Or you just don't have sex.
That's not fair to him.
And it's not fair to her what he's doing.
I mean, I don't know your situation, but it seems like the ball's in her court.
And I'm telling you, I don't think she wants the ball. it doesn't sound like it is like a whole marriage. It sounds like she's really comfortable with you. I'm sure she does love you, but she doesn't want to be intimate with you, and there's probably a reason for that. I'm not saying you've done anything wrong.
What if that reason's internal? What if it's in her head?
Then that's a problem. It means you don't have a whole marriage.
But then what do you do about it? Are you saying that couples that can't have sex don't have whole marriages? Because there are couples that can't physically have sex.
But that is not a situation where one person doesn't want the other person.
No, but you're putting a lot of worth on the act of sex.
Yes, because it's very important.
To you, it's not to his wife.
And clearly that is a problem in their marriage because he's going to see prostitutes.
Tommy, at the very least, I think this is a more gray issue than Katie does, but we've run out of time for this. But I do feel bad for you.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
Look, I just, it feels so much better just to say something and to people like not close down on it immediately. So I know it's tough. Thanks for talking it out.
Well, sure. Yeah. You do seem like a nice guy. You really do.
Dirty little secret on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call. And now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much up lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
What is your first world problem? We are looking for the funniest and the pettiest and the smallest problems that you have for first world problems. You can call or text us to 916-909-1065, 909-1065 right now. Before we even get into mine, I want to read one that I saw on that was texted in that was so funny. My first world problem is, and you have to say it like this too, by the way. My only stuffed animal choices for a game I played at the fair was either a frog with crooked eyes or a fish. So I had to take the googly-eyed frog. Keep them coming in. 916-909-1065. You can call us too. You want me to go first?
No, I want to go first because mine is a real problem.
All right.
Oh.
The massage feature on my adjustable frame mattress stopped working. So now I can raise my head and I can raise my feet, but I cannot massage either.
Do you think that those actually work, though? It's just like a vibrating feature,
It's how I go to sleep at night.
Oh, boy.
I have to put that thing on and it lulls me to sleep like a tiny baby.
Another text message we got in. I'm pregnant and women's clothes sizes are pissing me off because not a single article of my clothing fits the same. I need to buy clothes, but I can't figure out what size I need to squeeze my belly in. That actually sounds like a real problem.
Actually.
Here's mine. Okay. And I understand how this sounds, but we're talking about first world problems. My energy bill was too high. It was a staggeringly high amount. I've never paid that much for 1 month of utilities in the city of Roseville. And I called them and I said, this can't be right. And they said, well, you're consuming a lot of energy. And I said, I know that.
Okay, that doesn't feel like a first world problem. It feels like a problem.
No,
you don't have enough money.
It's a first world problem because she goes, you could turn your air conditioning up a little bit or down a little bit and you could maybe just use less electricity. I said, it's hot right. out.
That's not how we do right. first world problems.
It's
It needs to be something a lot more frivolous.
I mean, this is pretty frivolous because I know how to save money on my electrical bill.
Well, yeah, but it's also
I'm
like
just not going to do this. Kevin, what's yours?
I have to buy a Wi-Fi extender because my Wi-Fi doesn't go to my kitchen.
I didn't think that was even possible.
I know, right?
Okay, so we put this up on Facebook. Stephanie said, I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat, but I can't find anything to watch.
That's great.
Rihanna said, Verizon doesn't even have the phone I want in stock.
I like it when people go, they don't even have the phone color I want.
Yeah.
And then we take it and put a phone case right on it anyway.
Tim said the Starbucks app was down for a full day. Beth said, I ate dinner at 3 p.m. and just now I'm starting to feel hungry at real people dinner at dinner time.
Why does she eat dinner at 3 p.m.?
I don't know, maybe she's eating with an old person.
Oh my God.
April said, I bought a brand new car and the cup holders won't hold my 40-ounce Stanley. And my favorite one was from Yona. I grabbed the wrong yogurt cup and I got peach and I wanted berry.
This one, I hate that my laundry room is in the garage and not my house.
Oh my God. My laundry room is downstairs and I feel like I should just burn the house to the ground.
Keep your first world problems coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
Mr. Machine Gun Kelly is a controversial and divisive figure in pop culture. I'm personally not a fan. His music feels like on paper I should like it, but he just seems so douchey I can't get into it. He's got a new song with Jelly Roll that like people are going crazy for, and it's like, oh,
that's good.
It is. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
But I never thought I would say this, but you, Katie, have a lot in common with Machine Gun Kelly.
Go. Is it the terrible tattoos?
No, It's actually for something really, really good.
Okay.
Here's a clip from an interview that he just did where he just celebrated something.
I'm completely sober from everything. I don't drink anymore. I haven't drank since last August. I'm really happy that when I'm clear, when my daughter and I are having our conversations and I'm coming from a place of being centered and holding space for what a child needs from their parent. Both my feet are on the ground and I'm unstoppable.
I'm coming back, don't let me go.
I really wish that his terrible music wasn't in the background. But
that was pretty distracting.
He just celebrated. Yeah, I don't think with Megan Fox either.
No.
He just celebrated 1 year of sobriety.
That's amazing.
Just like you did.
Well, thank you. I did not celebrate an entire year of sobriety because I was not sober the entire year. But I did. And I never really thought I would be 100% sober. I didn't really know what my plan was. I just knew that my plan was to really make a big effort to remove alcohol from my life in the way that I was consuming it and in the way that I was using it.
Right.
So I hit a year from the day that I decided I want to make that change. And in 1 year, I spent 289 days of it sober.
Wow.
So not 100%, but that's a pretty big chunk.
Huge chunk.
Yeah.
For somebody who, how often were you drinking?
Almost every day.
Almost every day.
But I think, like, even if you aren't a person that drinks every day, like, it's a lot. I was very proud of it when I saw it. I have an app, and every day I mark whether I drink or not. And so it keeps a tally for you.
That's cool.
And it has a calendar where it shows the days that you did drink, the days you didn't drink. And that visual is really helpful because you can be like, okay, I'm either fallen off a little bit and I want to get back on, mm-hmm. or wow, I'm doing so well. Let's keep pushing through.
So I never thought I would ever say this, but do you think that you will want to strive to be more like Machine Gun Kelly and go completely sober?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
Like, there is a part of me that's like, okay, what if I could beat last year, you know, in number of sober days? But I still want to be able to go on vacation and have margaritas, you know? I want to be able to, when I feel that I want to, drink.
Right.
But I don't want it to become an everyday occurrence again.
Right.
And I don't want it to become something like I said to you, Gavin, one time when you first got your dog. Okay. I said,
best day of my life.
Okay. And I came over to meet him for the first time. And I said, isn't it strange that in the past I would have brought a bottle of wine?
Totally.
To go meet a dog.
And all, there were also times where it's like, oh, Katie's coming over. I have to go get a bottle of wine. Right. Yeah.
And that is a very foreign way of living to me now. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
That's great.
Yeah.
So just maintaining this.
I just want to be.
Have you gotten drunk in the last year?
Well, on vacation and stuff. Okay. Oh, for sure. I want to be
like
I want to be intentional about it.
Okay. So I am drinking for a purpose.
I am drinking because
that sounds bad.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean I am drinking because it is an occasion.
Yeah.
Or I am drinking because
no more passive drinking.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm cooking dinner, so I'm going to drink.
I don't want to be
right.
No more routine drinking.
Just got home from being out all day.
Oh,
I'm gonna drink. It's hot out, so I'm gonna drink.
Exactly.
No more of that.
Right.
It's we are here to hoop it up.
Right.
And we're not Machine Gun Kelly.
No.
But we don't want to be Machine Gun
Honestly,
Kelly.
Honestly, he sounds pretty sad about it. He didn't sound happy.
That's kind of his vibe. Now it's time for this. Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses from the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along! And it's time for the No Name Movie Game!
106.5!
The end.
Wow.
It gets better and better.
I have to snap because I can't clap.
Oh, she has a broken hand, yeah. So she snapped like we're at a jazz concert.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Cool dudes and hip cats.
All right, let's jump right into this, and let's talk to John. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Now, you're playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town, and they currently have Deadpool and Wolverine. I can't think of a better place to watch it. You have chosen Katie as your contestant. I got 60 seconds on the clock. Are you two ready?
Yes.
All right. Here
we go.
And
what is his name?
John.
John, we got this.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds starts now.
There is a TV show starring Mandy Moore, and it is called This Is Blank.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Are you okay? Are you? Let's say there's you and your friends, and then you're like, hey, we're going to go to the store. Are you coming with blank?
This is me.
You know what, John? You're pissing me off. The opposite of Mrs.
Mrs. Mister?
The opposite of dad.
What was that?
The opposite of dad.
Mom, this is mom?
The opposite of Mrs. is what?
Mister, this is Mister.
I'm pissed.
We went on to a different movie, okay? The opposite of Mrs. is what?
Mister.
Okay, just say that. Okay, the opposite of... Oh, my God.
Oh, John. Finally, the timer's done.
Hey, John, what do you think the movie This Is Mister is about?
maybe something like that Mel Gibson movie.
Okay, or maybe he thought it was Mrs. Mom.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, so the first movie was Us.
Yeah.
And I think everybody knew that.
Everybody knew that
John,
one.
John, you get extra points for having an adorable laugh.
And the second one was Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
And it's my birthday, too.
Well, congratulations on that.
Happy birthday.
Are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure? Because I don't trust anything you say now.
All right. Well, listen, John, you got 0 points, but because you went first, I still technically have to put you on hold. Okay. So now let's play with Brianna. Good morning, Brianna.
Hello.
60 seconds on the clock. You chose me as a contestant, and we can't possibly do worse. So here we go. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Time starts now. Okay, this is a movie about dinosaurs. Oh.
Land Before Time?
No, really?
I would have said that.
The exciting one.
Jurassic Park?
Yes, except it's not Park.
Jurassic World.
Yeah, there it is.
One.
Okay.
Wow.
This is the opposite of Yup.
Nope.
Yep. Wow. That's it. Okay, this is a movie about the guy that invented the atomic bomb.
Oh.
It's just his last name.
Oh, crap.
I don't know how
don't
else
know
to
how
do this.
Could
yeah.
do it
it's only one person.
It's one person. He invented the bomb. It won Best Picture.
Okay.
Righty. Okay. And then, if you like do something for money on the side, it's your side.
Hustle.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And then this one is going to be if you have a. All right, we'll just hang on to that one.
You got three.
Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was the movie, Brianna.
It was Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom.
I got Mr. Mom.
Right, Mr. Yeah. Moppenheimer.
Mr. Moppenheimer. This is Moppenheimer. Starring Mandy Moore. All right, Brianna's on hold. Kevin, it's all down to you and Margot. Margot, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Let's do this.
60 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
This is a Disney Pixar movie, maybe, about a sea creature that comes on land.
Oh, geez.
Not a princess.
No, I know. It's
It's from Italy, I think.
Oh. Okay.
God, I haven't seen this one.
I'm Go pissed. Skip.
Yeah.
Opposite of ugly.
Pretty.
Oh, different word for pretty. Like
beautiful.
Yes, okay. And then opposite of girl.
Boy.
Put them together.
Pretty boy.
No.
Beautiful boy.
Yes, beautiful boy.
One.
Okay. If you read a lot of these in a library.
Novel.
No, like the type of
book.
Yes, okay, and opposite of dumb.
Smart.
Put them together.
Smart.
Book smart. She said
okay.
It.
Okay, two.
This is scary. It comes out of your body.
Alien.
A different type of alien.
Oh,
Predator?
Man.
Insidious?
No,
what?
Not an alien movie.
Wait, what?
Not an alien
What's
movie.
What's Insidious?
Insidious is there's a demon in the house.
Yeah, and it has hands on your face. No,
I don't know. Okay, all right. Well,
no.
Listen, Margo, you gave it your best
we
shot.
Got to.
That wasn't you. That was Kevin.
Ew.
It takes place in Italy.
Italy.
Brianna, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're the big winner. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater downtown. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call. And this morning we're talking to Carly. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
You have a boyfriend named Nick. Tell us a little bit about why you think Nick is cheating on you.
He had been acting a little bit weird the last couple of times he stayed over. Kind of sort of like protective of his phone.
Mm.
So he just happened to have it unlocked. And it's not my fault, right? He got a text message, and the text message was from, first of all, a number that wasn't saved in his phone. And the text message said, "Hey, it's me, pick up."
And from it's a like, number not saved
me?
In his phone.
Exactly.
Mm.
Who is this me that's not even saved?
But no one called, though?
There was a call, yeah. But okay, it just, you know, it's not saved in the phone.
So there was a missed call, then a text, hey, it's me, pick up. from a number not saved on his phone.
Exactly.
That is weird, I think.
Well, that is weird. Well, Katie's going to call him and pretend to be a telemarketer, offering him free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, but more importantly, what he writes in the card. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. And we'll conference everybody together after it's all done, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Nick, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Nick. This is Linda with... And I am calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Do I get like some big shipping charge or something?
Nope.
Or
no shipping charges. It's completely free. And the only thing we need to get started is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay. Her name's Heather.
Okay. And last name? And before we get to that address, you're going to be able to include a personalized card. So what would you like that to say?
Sorry, I'm on the front. I guess I look forward to this Saturday and like a heart or something.
Okay.
Hi, Nick. This is actually Gavin, and that's Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment called War of the Roses, which is an ultimate relationship test. Listening in this whole time is Carly, and the reason she wanted us to do this test is because she had a gut feeling that something fishy was going on, and sure enough, Carly, seems like you're right.
Yep.
Tell
who's Heather? Who the hell is Heather, Nick? Who the hell is she, Nick? Are you kidding me? You told me you had a boys trip planned for Saturday.
Early.
You told me that you were leaving with your boys on Saturday. I'm not hearing any information here.
Well, who do you think she is?
I don't know who the f*** she is, Nick. That's why I'm asking you, obviously.
I mean, Nick, at this point, you might as well just come clean because you obviously told her you were going to be going away with friends this weekend, which is obviously not happening.
Yep.
There's obviously I'm sorry?
I know. I'm like, it's kind of obvious what's happening. So it's like she just wants me to say it out loud and I'm on the radio and I'm a little like painted into a corner right now. And I couldn't worse about it. And so I went.
But Nick, why?
So that's it. You don't care about hurting my feelings. You just care about sounding like a douche on the radio. Great job, man.
Radio.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I've spent these last 5 months with you.
Listen, so while I'm on trial here, and I know I'm not saying I'm in the right at all. I'm the bad one here, okay? We'll just make that a given for the rest of the conversation. But like the Heather thing, it's like she actually makes me feel wanted and I don't in this.
Oh my God.
Nick, let me ask you, did I hear you right, Carly, that you guys have only been together for 5 months?
5 months.
How okay?
I mean, everything's all right. Doing like the beautiful like honeymoon stage.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. How do you get to a point where you don't feel wanted anymore in your relationship in 5 months, and you also don't leave if you're not feeling wanted?
You feel that you think that he's being serious. You don't think that's just a line.
If he wants us to accept that is true, it sounds ridiculous.
It does sound ridiculous. That's exactly my point. He's placing the blame on her.
Right.
I'm not placing the blame on her. I'm just telling you why.
Okay.
Okay. Carly, you're not interested in staying in this relationship at this point, right?
No way.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.